Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
And as we look ahead to the weekend, one of the ones that has my attention takes us right back to the traffic center in Shefalica, because I've even heard the commercial here on the radio about eating your yard. And I don't know what that's all about. Tell me more about this persimmon festival that you're going to be spotlighting.
All right, Rich. Well, Eat Your Yard Jax is a local nonprofit where people can go to learn urban agriculture, permaculture practices. It's founded by a man named Tim Armstrong. And this year is their second annual Persimmon Festival. It only costs $20 and it's on Sunday from 11 to 4 p.m. And this Persimmon Festival, first of all, did you know that persimmons are local to this region?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. And every 30 minutes at this festival, there will be a new persimmon delicious treat handed out to people there. They'll have goat yoga. They'll have a tour of the farm for families, kids. They'll have so many events and food trucks and, you know, music. It'll just be so lovely. They can only sell 200 tickets, and last year they sold out. So I went ahead and got mine early because I interviewed Tim Armstrong for Jack's Journal, and he's such a delight. He is so proud of this Persimmon Festival, and it really goes to benefit such a cool nonprofit here in Northeast Florida. It's off of Pritchard Road on this road called Ootsie, but you can look it up at eatyouryardjax.com and .org. And it's going to be so great. I can't wait to go out there and spend Sunday just frolicking in the fields and, you know, eating persimmon ice cream. It's going
to
be delightful.
Oh, that sounds really good. Sustainability
is
the big thing.
Frolicking and doing goat yoga.
I was going to go to you on the goat yoga. Are you going to do it?
I'm totally going to do it. I'm fine with goats. As long as they don't headbutt me in my face, you know, I'll be fine.
I was looking at Scotty on the goat yoga. Are you going to be caught dead doing goat yoga in there, buddy?
You're not going to catch me dead doing any kind of yoga.
You know they have cat yoga, too.
I heard about that.
Yeah,
that's
a little
fascinating.
Cat yoga.
All right, so Scotty, let's go back to you then, because music is your jam, literally, and it will be again this weekend, because we have a series of events happening.
All right, there's all kinds of big picture stuff happening music-wise, and I'm not going to get into any of that. I'm going to get into some of the small picture stuff. At the Florida Theater, Friday night, it's Floyd Nation. It's a tribute to Pink Floyd. You've heard all of the music over the years, some of the best-selling albums of all time from Pink Floyd. Floyd Nation comes in, a critically recognized tribute show. Lasers, lights, great music, all kinds of fun stuff. It's going to be spectacular. If you're not inclined to go to the psychedelics, maybe the Jack Symphony is your speed. Friday night and Saturday night, they are performing the Paul Simon Songbook. So they're going to be covering such classics as Kodachrome, Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, Call Me Al, and so forth, drawing from all kinds of great stuff from the Paul Simon era. But the thing I'm most interested in is the dozens and dozens of fans who will be attending Mac Sabbath.
Mac Sabbath? What the heck is that?
It is a tribute band to Black Sabbath that performs song lyrics all about fast food.
Oh, I like it.
They're dressed up as the famous McDonald's characters. They come out, they do some heavy metal headbanging. They're the kings of drive-through metal.
You need to Google what they look like. Right,
and I might have
M-A-C,
to go.
Right? Mac
M-A-C
Sabbath.
M-A-C Sabbath. Mac Sabbath. It is a tribute to Black Sabbath featuring fast food lyrics. It's going down to Jackrabbits, and I can't wait.
Looking forward to that at Jackrabbits. That's the smaller music events. There are some big music events at the Amp in St. Augustine, for example. Alabama performing this weekend, and Lucia, you've got something flagged on your calendar for what, tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight, Scotty.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It is. So I saw her last night, and I'm going again tonight. That is Lauren Daigle. She is an amazing Christian rock singer. She has an incredible show. There's a lot of reggae, African drum beat influence. I was calling it reggae rock. Nine-piece band behind her, all of the trombones, the saxophone. She has backup singers. She's this little thing. She actually looks me look. She makes me look chubby with such a powerful, powerful voice. She speaks a lot about community. She speaks about faith in her songs, an amazing presence. You would really like her, Gina. She has bracelets all up and down each arm, really cool. I mean, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And, of course, the amphitheater is such an amazing place. You're out in great weather, under the stars. The acoustics are great. It was just wonderful. So I'm going to be there again tonight. She has a backup singer called My Tribe. Mm. He comes on at 7, and then she comes on at 8. It's just a must-see. And I know that there are some tickets left. Not much,
yeah.
But tickets, blue seats.
Well, after her performance tonight and then the one last night, then you have Alabama Friday night and Saturday at the Amp. And if you head to WOKV.com, you can see the entirety of a weekend events. There's so much that we can't get to everything. Wounded Warrior Projects, Carry Forward 5K, for example, on Saturday. Also on Saturday, and Jeannie, you've got this one flagged because this is a big event for the great historic Springfield community.
Yeah, here's one of the biggest music events that we have going on this weekend. Jacksonville Porch Fest is back. And last year, was that the Nor'easter?
Yeah, it was the Nor'easter. Everything was canceled. Yeah.
And so it's finally back. The weather's looking great. 12 to 8 all day in historic Springfield. They have those beautiful big porches, and all the bands are going to be playing on those. All you have to do is just drive into Springfield. Mm-hmm. You'll figure out where it's at, because it's a few blocks that they actually block off where they'll have local bands and food trucks. It's pet friendly, pedestrian friendly, and it's just a fun, free event that will be taking place Saturday, 12 to 8.
If you don't venture into Springfield on a regular basis, this is a great event to attend and support your local community. Local Market for Makers is happening again at the Glass Factory on Sunday. We went to that one last year, and that was a great experience, and invested a little bit in local businesses. And Jeremy, you've got something cooking on Sunday. Gosh, this team needs a win so bad.
Very much. I rather see Mac Sabbath, but instead I'm going to go see the Jaguars play the Raiders here in Jacksonville Sunday. I'm going to be there covering the game for WOKV. Hopefully I don't get shoved by Devontae Adams during that game. But both teams only have 2 wins, so somebody is going to come away with that 3rd win. Last time the Jags played here in Jacksonville, of course, they lost to the Giants. Last week they lost to the Broncos in London. The Jags, though, they are 2-1 against the Raiders here at home over the years. The last time the two teams played, the Jags won. If you don't plan on going to the game, you can always watch it on CBS 47.
It'll be breezy for the game, so plan on that and plan on temperatures to be a little bit on the warm side. We'll have the 5-day first alert forecast just ahead. Also ahead on Jacksonville's only all-news morning show coming up at 8:40. A deeper dive into our top story and the president's call to the nation ultimately on what he calls an urge of Americans to defend democracy in the midterm election season. WOKV News Time, 8:15.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.